homegrown right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. This is a Knoxville podcast recorded at the Hudge and Howard Studio in beautiful Turkey Creek. Let's talk about Knoxville. Welcome back to a Knoxville podcast. I'm Rob Howard.
The Howard part.
The Howard and Hutch and Howard. We're with Keller Williams Realty. And this is Knoxville's favorite chatty Kathy.
Hi, Rob.
Kathy Lee Weitrick.
How are you? It's been a while.
So great. Yeah, it's good to see you. I mean,
We've been on some trips.
Yeah, been on trips. We've both been out of town. Mm-hmm. And I've seen you running through the office in pieces and parts, but I haven't got to sit down and catch up a little bit.
Let's start up our blog podcast thing.
Our blogcast.
I know. I'm jealous because you did one with Chad and it had video. So next time we're going to have to do some video.
Video in the future.
That's right.
Sounds good to me.
But this is going to be season two.
Yes. Yeah.
Fall 2023.
Yeah, we were thinking about talking about some of the fall things that, well, just getting ready for fall.
Homeowners, you know, especially.
Yeah, homeowners. Just to start out, I wanted to talk about something that I've seen several different people in the past few weeks have been telling me, you know, whenever they talk about listing their house or whenever we're making plans. They've said that they want to sell their house as is. And as a realtor, I thought it would be a good thing to maybe just talk about a little bit and say, okay, what does as is really mean?
Right.
I've had a few times when somebody, they say that they want to list it as is, but then on the buyer side, you know, they say, yeah, that's fine, but they still want a home inspection. So a home inspection, it kind of answers a whole lot of questions. After they do it, they find that there's one or two major things, or sometimes there's some minor things that add up, you know, spendy things.
Right. I guess it depends on which box you check.
Yeah, it does.
So there are several ways to purchase the home as is, mm-hmm, and you can check the box, no inspection, right, period.
Correct.
And then you can check the box, we understand it's as is, we're not going to ask you to fix anything that we find. However, we are going to do an inspection, and we do have the ability to cancel the purchase and sale agreement or the contract.
Yeah, it's called a contingency, and a contingent means that it has to be acceptable. You know, after you've come in and you've looked at the property, it has to be good enough that you can...
you want to purchase it still.
Yeah, the buyer has the power in that case. They get to decide whether or not they're going to go forward with the contract.
Right.
Even though it says as is, and even though the buyers have agreed to as is, there have been a few times that, you know, it goes back to a negotiation because they, sure, really love the house and the seller really, really is motivated to sell it.
True.
So I've even had conversations after that fact, you know, talking around the contract, mm-hmm, and everybody comes to an agreement one way or the other. I've had people actually do repairs. I've had, mm-hmm, people
come down on purchase price.
Yeah, reduce the purchase price. There's several different ways to work it out.
And then there's some people that it's as is.
Yeah.
They period. Absolutely. They're not going to paint. They're not going to fix a leaky faucet. Period. Maybe it's an inheritance or, yeah, an estate sale that they live out of town or live out of state, mm-hmm, and they can't get here. They don't have vendors that we have.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, just because it says as is, sometimes it actually is and sometimes it's not.
But then the ball's in the buyer's court and they can decide. They can walk away or they can not. They can take it actually
and get their
as is, and
get their earnest money back.
Yeah.
As long as you check the right box. That's why you want very knowledgeable realtors to represent you so that they can explain all these things and check the right box and give you options.
Yep.
And one more thing is, if it says as is and you do come in with your buyer and find a lot of things, if you come back to them and explain this is why we're not going to move forward, they have to disclose that. So that's another kicker. Maybe they didn't know that there was an issue with the foundation. Well, now my buyer's going to use that to say we don't want to purchase the home, but now the seller knows about it. Sometimes they go ahead and just take the price reduction now that they're aware of larger issues.
Right. The buyer does have the option of giving them the actual home inspection, the seller.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't provide that home inspection, then sometimes it isn't disclosed.
Right.
Ideally, it just really depends on your agent. I've done it both ways. Mm-hmm. Just it really depends on the situation and how it serves actually both sides of the transaction the best.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We're getting more into a market where the buyers have a little more power. Mm-hmm. It's not a grab and snatch, no contingencies, no inspection, no appraisal, no anything. And I do believe that we've calmed down enough to where people are taking the time and making inspections. And is that what you've seen also?
Yeah. And a lot of times when school starts, you know, the whole real estate market kind of slows down a little bit because you have families who don't want to stir up their kids and move them. But then on the other hand, for the past few months, everybody with the multiple offer situations and lots of other things, we're adjusting to a little bit slower market. The houses that are just tip-top shape and you walk in and you feel like you're in a magazine and it's beautiful and it's priced correctly, those are two important pieces of it.
Sure.
The houses are still moving fairly quickly.
Absolutely. It's still a seller's market.
Yeah, it's still a seller's market. You're still making a good amount of money on something that, you know, you may have owned for even 2 years.
Oh, if you have any inkling of thinking about selling your home, please reach out to one of us because you are probably sitting on a huge pile of equity that you don't even realize.
Right.
Because it's astounding how much property values have gone up.
Correct. But the one thing that, you know, I took a hike the other week or actually the beginning of last week. I was talking to several investors and they were talking about some of the new industries that are coming into town, mm-hmm. and how demand is still ramping up. People are still moving to Knoxville,
sure.
and even the surrounding areas in numbers that we aren't used to.
Absolutely.
And that means that appreciation is still happening. A lot of buyers are like, let's wait till the market crashes or let's wait till interest rates come down.
Right.
Right now, we're still at historically low interest rates, even though they're a lot higher than the ridiculous rates that were a couple of years ago.
True.
I mean, 6% and 7% is not, I mean, that's what people are running into. That's what my client this week ran into is they got a quote for 6.5%. That was that's just for an instance. When my parents, I know it's always a bad example, but when my parents bought their first house, I remember them talking about it, and it was 18% interest rate.
18. It's crazy. I mean, that's a credit card.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like crazy.
Well, credit cards are like
22 now.
Yeah, 22, 29, depending on. So
it's all relevant, but I mean, 6.5 is actually good.
Yeah.
What do they say? When you find the perfect home, marry the house, date the rate.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can always refinance when you're in a better situation or pay it off early, depending on what type of loan you have. And hey, cash. You don't have to worry about an interest rate.
Yeah,
just pay cash. I have several of my last ones have actually been cashed, but it's just because this is a very strong instance where cash is king.
Megan on our team posted something this week, and it was really interesting because it actually showed over the next 5 years, like if you bought a house for $300,000, $400,000 right now, in the next 5 years, you're probably going to be making about a quarter of that, close to between $75,000 and $100,000, just based on conservative appreciation numbers. We don't know what might happen. There, you know, something could happen.
We are not financial advisors.
And we are also not fortune tellers.
No.
But, I mean, from my 20 years, and I've never seen even 2008 for about 6 or 8 months, the actual prices went down. For those 6 or 8 months, everybody was so scared that they were not going to buy anything. So not much happened in the market, and that was the only time prices went down, and they were only down for a really, really short period of time.
Right.
Forbes magazine actually said that Knoxville was the first place to recover from that crash, and it was a crash.
Right. Knoxville is pretty protected. We're not extremely high, and we're not extremely low, like some of the other markets, some of the more volatile markets.
Right.
California, Florida, different ones that just, I mean, exploded, but then also hit rock bottom. And I think that we are a very, very happy medium here.
Historically, we've been, it's called a linear market, mm-hmm. where we go up basically with inflation. And actually, that's true even now, because over the past 4 or 5 years, the inflation rate has been about 25%, and that's about what we've seen on the market. Some houses have been higher than that just because the demand has been so crazy with, true. You know, looking back on the COVID lockdowns and exorbitant tax rates in other places and different things like that, you know, really drove people away and drove people here because we do have such a good tax rate. I was talking to one of my friends who lives in North Carolina, who was talking about just moving across the border. And I was like, even by moving just, you know, if you're in Asheville and moving to Knoxville, you get 6%, like just a pay raise because we don't have the state income tax.
True.
So anyway, that's enough talking about that.
That was great. Yeah, that's a lot of information. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. And yeah. If we don't know the answer, we will certainly find someone who does. But
What's the number to call you, Kathy?
865-237-1223.
And mine is 865-385-9070. And this is Rob.
Kathy!
The next thing that I was thinking about talking about was with the leaves starting to turn and... down at my tiny house, I started doing the promotions because it's leaf peeping season. I'm just seeing like little yellows and little oranges already starting outside.
Yes, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And then over the next month, and it looked like this year was going to have a longer peak season than some others because we haven't had as much rain as past years. So that was one thing, just getting ready for fall. I was thinking about Amy, my wife, was talking about getting someone out to do a system tune-up on our central heat and air system.
Yes.
I always say HVAC, but, you know, central can mean something different from a split unit.
So right.
HVAC means heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. So that's your heat and your cooling.
Yes.
One of the things, if you are a homeowner, you may want to actually just go out and look at your system because those leaves are dropping in it. You know, it may already be dirty.
And we've had some storms.
Yep.
There could be sticks or limbs, or if you don't go to the side of your house a lot or the back of your home a mm-hmm. lot, you need to check it out because it could really impact the unit in a negative way.
Yeah, it's almost like it's just like not changing the air filter.
Or the oil in your car.
Yeah, not changing the oil in your car. But not changing the air filter and not checking that, and making sure that it's free of all the stuff that gums it up. Both of those are like your HVAC system has asthma. And if it's not breathing, then all of a sudden it's not cooling as well, or it's not heating as well.
True.
Or just the whole airflow isn't working as well.
I usually use Carol Heating and Air, and they have always done a fabulous job. They actually put in all the units in the townhomes that I live. And so they have the up-to-date, whenever you have a warranty, they have the warranty information, and they also, you know the units because they actually installed the units. But they usually come back out within a day or so. But I would highly recommend Carol Heating and Air. Their number is 865-947-3535. And just schedule a tune-up along with the service.
Yeah, I've always heard they have a wonderful reputation, and that's not a paid ad. That's just a personal recommendation.
Nope, didn't get any money for that one.
You've been out a few times, like just out on the town and stuff like that. What have you done? Anything just awesome?
No, went to the fair.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, I love it. You call me country, call me redneck, I don't care. I love the TV A&I Fair. I mean, I love it.
It's one of the consistently, you know, even though everything changes everywhere, but you walk in and it has the same feel. I mean,
same people.
Yeah, same smell.
Yeah.
And they're good smells. There's the deep fried Oreos and the
cotton candy and funnel cakes and
the 3 foot long turkey leg.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So many good things.
I think I've only missed 1 year of my whole entire life, and I had strep throat middle school.
Oh, goodness.
And I came home from school, and we were supposed to go to the fair, And my mom looked at me and she goes, "You look flush." I'm fine. I'm fine. She says, "No, your face, your cheeks look red." Oh, I had a fever, and then all of a sudden my throat started hurting, and I started bawling my eyeballs out. And she's like, "Honey, do you feel that bad?" "No, I want to go to the fair." Aww. So anyway, went to the doctor, got some medicine, went to the fair like 2 days later. But I was supposed to, but then I didn't get better. So I didn't. That's the only year of my life that I've not gotten to go. But I take my kids. I take my friends' kids because nobody else will take their kids. So we fill up the cars and we go see all the sights and the sounds and eat all the food and ride all the rides.
That's so cool. And this year, down at the Homer Hamilton Theater, you saw...
I saw Travis Tritt with one of my long-term friends, one of my Carter girls, Linda. And who did you see?
I went and saw, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Which I had no idea how many hits I remembered from them. Oh. I mean, just like tons and tons of awesome songs that I had not heard.
They had good entertainment this year.
Very good.
I mean, I was impressed. I mean, there was always the petting zoo, and there's always the Ferris wheel, and there's always
Zonky.
The Zonky, and there's a little woman there named Little Linda. You gotta pay $2 to go back there and see Little Linda. Little Linda is great. Ask Laura Turner about Little Linda. So it was really fun. I've been to the beach a couple of times. You've been to Asheville, and
I went to Asheville, and I went to Keller Williams Mega Camp.
Oh, Austin!
Which was so fun. Austin, Texas.
I would like to go to that.
I learned a whole lot. I came back with 150 pages of notes that I passed around to people.
I didn't realize it was that many pages.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for sharing those.
Some of it was a coloring book looking thing that I'd written like 5 words on a page. But, you know, it was something that was impactful. And, you know, they were my notes. So I know what I was thinking about during that time.
That's awesome. That is amazing. You went to Clarence Brown?
Yeah, like a week ago, my buddy Ray Williams had some tickets that he and his mother usually go to, like, opening night. Mm-hmm. I think they usually go to opening night. And for some reason, they couldn't go this year. And gosh, it was so good. Oh. I mean, I've always been an Agatha Christie fan anyway. And their production, their staging, the actors... Everything about that production was just so good.
Well, the Clarence Brown is, I mean, it's known for very good productions and entertainment and really a lot of high-named, high actors and actresses. I mean, I love going to Clarence Brown. If you've never been, it's on UT campus, and it's really good. I mean, they've got... I usually go to something at Christmas. I don't know why. That's just kind of seems...
Yeah, they always have the Christmas carol.
Maybe that... I mean, it's like...
It's a tradition.
It is a tradition. And I think it's just like, I have so much to do in the summertime that I'm always playing tennis or going to the beach or going downtown that I don't... I've taken up pickleball.
I'm a pickler.
But in the winter, it seems like I do a lot more indoors for... movies or plays or things like that. So, and I went to one, I don't know that I mentioned the Cumberland Mountain.
Cumberland County Playhouse?
Yes.
Oh,
it was
that place.
Fabulous. It really, really, really was. So I've been trying to go to more plays.
And that's on the plateau, Cumberland Plateau in Crossville, Tennessee, which is about an hour and 20 minutes from Knoxville.
I mean, it was fabulous. Yeah. I hadn't been there in years.
Well, I don't know if they're still there, the crab trees that you know, that started it and all that. They were actually, they moved from New York. They were actually Broadway actors and Broadway people who moved out to the middle of the Cumberland Plateau in Tennessee.
Wow.
And started up this amazing community theater.
I did not know that. It really, really is. And it's close to Fall Creek Falls.
Yep.
So we actually stayed there. If you've not been to Fall Creek Falls, look it up.
It's one of the best state parks around.
Oh, my gosh. And they have totally redone the main, I guess, guest house, hotel, lodge, whatever you want to call it. But it has so many outdoor areas and fire pits and bike trails and walking trails. And it was... fabulous. It was a great weekend. I went with my friend Tracy Ford and her family.
Oh, fun.
And grandmother invited us to go with her, and it was fabulous.
Just so much
fun. It was so much fun. We stayed up till 1 or 2 o'clock playing games and doing puzzles.
Oh,
and
awesome.
But it was just so wholesome and fun and just a really, really good time. But that's the last play that I saw. But
you know, I was thinking, and I was so bowled over by the Murder on the Orient Express that's playing right now at Clarence Brown. But I also, with my mother-in-law and sister-in-law and Amy, we went to the Knoxville Theater, which is downtown, and it's another community playhouse.
Where is it?
It's basically right off of Gay Street. It's like that little back area that kind of winds up to Cumberland. You know, if you're driving behind, right where Jackson Avenue is, mm-hmm. you know, where the crossroads mm-hmm. is, you go like you're paralleling Gay Street. It goes back in there.
Oh, but, I've never been there.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's awesome. And we saw another Agatha Christie play there. It was called, I think it was called Ten Little, no, and then there were none. And then there was one. Anyway, it was a great.
It was great, so good. You don't even remember that.
Fantastic show. Yeah, well.
No, I'm just kidding you.
But with it being a small community playhouse, it's funny because, you know, Clarence Brown, you feel the spectacle. And at Knoxville Theater, you feel the intimacy. And it's just so, they're completely different.
Right.
They're telling the same stories, Agatha Christie's.
Sure.
And, but it was, I mean, and they have a good variety of different plays. They do Hot Tuna, isn't that what it's called? The Town in Texas. I don't know. There's a set of plays that they do, and they do like the Tuna Christmas, and they do the Tuna. I don't know. It's awesome.
Okay, now you've piqued my interest. I've not gone to any of those.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Barter?
The Barter Theater?
Yes. In Abingdon, Virginia?
Abingdon. Yes.
Love that.
Yeah, that place is so cool.
We would usually
Everything
go.
In...
Go ahead.
In Abingdon is really neat. We stayed in we stayed in the Martha Washington
Hotel. That's
what
we did. Yeah.
But then we also ate at this tavern, which has been there since the 1700s.
Yes, yes. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's like Washington slept here. It kind of
Yes. Place, you know? We would go every fall break because usually Jake was in a competitive soccer tournament up towards Tri-Cities. And we would head up that way. We would go to the tournament. Then we would head up that way. We'd stay at the Martha.
No fun.
And we would go to that little tavern, but we didn't take the kids. They'd have to go to the soda shop. And then,
called it a tavern.
No, it is. It's good.
Yeah.
The kids wanted to stay back. I mean, they were old enough to stay
by
themselves. The food was great. And then we would do the Virginia Creeper.
Mm.
We'd ride bikes and then come back and... Stay at the, I mean, the Martha, it's got a spa now, and it has an indoor pool, and an outdoor pool, and tennis courts, and...
And all that part was wonderful, but then they also have all of the, playbills, and the posters for this theater, the Barter Theater.
Yes, the Barter Theater.
Since the, 40s? 30s? 20s?
It is a great trip, and with it being fall break, we would always go in October, mm-hmm. with the leaves, and the beautiful changing of the scenery, and everything. It's the Virginia Creeper is a bike trail that's like 17 miles, and it's predominantly downhill.
Yeah.
Like, you have to use your brakes. You don't use your feet as much as you use your brakes. So anybody can almost do it.
What is the little town? Right. You know, it ends
Damascus.
Damascus. So you ride downhill to Damascus, and
yes.
then if you continue, you start going uphill.
Yeah, we don't do that part.
Yeah,
we don't do that part.
We never did that part either.
So you get your bikes in Damascus, and then they shuttle you up to the top,
mm-hmm.
and then they let you out, and then you just ride the bikes down.
It's so pretty.
It's
so
gorgeous. I haven't done that in a couple of years, so I need to do that. one time we were doing something, and all of a sudden the Martha Washington, I don't want to say police, but the security, I guess, mm-hmm. you know, came and said, "Are these your kids out in the middle of the road riding their skateboards down the middle of the road?" And we're like, "Oh, no, sir, not our kids, not our children. They're upstairs. They're asleep.
They're asleep. They made their prayers.
Yes, they're all good." Well, yeah, no, that would be our kids. That would have been all of our kids. And
oh,
so,
goodness.
That was always fun. But, yeah, we've got a lot of stories about that area. But
well,
that's a fall. It's a good fall thing.
Yeah, and I didn't see anything, but they always talk about the Martha Washington being haunted. And I always hear stories about, now I did hear like some banging, but I think it may have just been like
the pipes.
Yeah, I think it was the pipes expanding. One of those things when they start turning on the old radiator.
Yes, yes. So y'all need to Google the Barter Theater and the Virginia Creeper bike trail and the Martha Washington.
And all these are like easy day trips, you know, or maybe not a day trip, but a good weekend trip from Knoxville.
And you know where else I like to go? Topoka. Topoka Lodge is in North Carolina. It's up, you know, the Dragon.
Uh-huh.
So you go to the top of the Dragon, and you go left to go to Fontana, which is fabulous.
Yep.
And you go right to go to Topoka Lodge.
Okay.
So those are really, we just hit all of my favorite fall things.
Is that the one that used to be a Boy Scout camp?
I don't know. It is a lodge. It could be.
I think my dad said that he went to a Boy Scout camp at the end of the Dragon.
Yes. Now, that would make more sense if it was Fontana, because Fontana's huge. And it has cabins and lodges. And
yeah, that's probably it.
There is a dam there. And I don't know if you've ever watched the movie with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, The Fugitive.
The Fugitive. That's where that movie was filmed.
Okay.
That's the dam.
Well, that part of it was filmed down in Polk County because you could see...
We talked about that
turn,
too.
Yeah, the turn to go to Murphy, North Carolina, because we're just... We're the loft at Howard's Pond advertisement.
That is paid advertisement. No, you paid your...
Yeah, I would love people to come.
Yes.
But...
So that was so close. That was the dam that they used in the movie. So, but it's all fun things in the fall. You can go an hour and a half here, 2 hours there, 3 hours there. And it's a totally different experience, but yet glorious and just
and
so
right,
beautiful.
And you can go straight from Knoxville.
You can look at all the pretty leaves, and then you can drive home and get all the leaves out of your HVAC system, and then call Carol, heating and air.
Sounds perfect. Well, Kathy, I guess it's about time to wrap up.
Well, I'm sorry I talked so long.
No,
we'll have to do it again.
Wonderful.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, we had a little extra catch up there.
Okay.
So,
y'all, call us if you need us. Talk soon, and
HutchandHoward.com.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
See you. Thanks. Bye.
Selling your home, trust a professional, don't do it alone. From the sunflower fields to the SunSphere Tower, there's a knowledgeable name, it's Hutch and Howard. It's Hutch and Howard.
You look flush.